Hi everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Face Behind the Nails with Nails by SV. Today we're going to be talking with Hillary Donhara, who is an amazing nail artist all the way from Utah. So let's get started. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
So good.
I'm so glad we were able to do this. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh my gosh, I've been a pain in the butt to get caught down here. Let me pop my AirPods in so I can hear you even better.
Sounds good. No, you are completely fine. I've just been at the house all day, so this worked out perfect.
Oh, good. Good. Well, yep. Let's chat. Tell me what you want to know, sister.
All right. So are you originally from Utah? I've seen that you do live in Utah now. Are you originally from there?
Yeah, I was born in Salt Lake City.
Awesome. So you have family around there and all that?
Yep. I have family in Utah, and I mean, extended family was from Idaho, but born and raised Utah girl.
Awesome. That is so cool. I've never been to Utah, so that's something on my bucket list that I definitely want to do.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's fun.
So how did you first get started into nails?
So let's see. It was my first year in college. I had done nails, so I guess we should go back. When I was in junior high, I would change my nail polish every day to match my next day's outfit. I didn't even match it. It would like coordinate. Like I had a system.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it was always, and I used to be a nail biter. And so my mom was like, I'll buy you nail polish if you'll stop biting your nails. And so I just started doing that every day. And then when I got into university, I was kind of going crazy staying on campus all the time. So my degrees are in education. And my sister had done nail school and had done nails through college. And it's like flexible, makes good money, worked through, you know, college tests and stuff. So I was like, oh, I'll go to nail school in my second semester. So second semester, I did nail school and university. And then I just started working, and when I graduated with my degrees, I kept working because I was making better money doing nails and had flexibility than like teaching in our standard school system. It worked better for me.
That is so awesome. So once you got out of college, you went and worked like in a school system and then did nails on the side, or?
So I always, through college, then I kept doing nails every evening, every Saturday. And then I started doing it during the day. In between, I would race between classes and back at the salon and do nails and then back to the campus and do classes.
Oh,
and then
wow.
When I graduated, I had built a pretty good clientele. So I did teach at a high school, local high school, for my student teaching. And I kind of realized quickly, like, I enjoyed it, but I didn't love it as much as I thought within like a strict system. So I kind of put education to the side and kept doing nails until one of my friends was like, why are you not teaching nails? And I was like, I don't know, because I don't want to pay the other booth rent, which is stupid because when you have an apprentice, their tuition pays the booth rent for them to have a space. But yeah, that's kind of where everything crazy took off. But that I had already been doing nails about 11 years at that point before I even started teaching it.
That is awesome to be able to do both of the things that you're wanting to do together. That is so cool.
It's been really, really fun, and it's worked well for my family. I mean, it's also been hard on the family at times when I'm, you know, I used to do like 18-hour days, like insane long days, but I also could support us when we needed to. So it's super, super blessed our lives.
And you're teaching videos, they are awesome. I've gone and watched a couple of them and I absolutely love them.
Oh, that makes me happy to hear. I truly love making them and sharing them. So when people receive them well, like that's such a good reward.
Yes, it is. And have you always used gel polish? I know you said you started out with nail polish regular. What made you switch over to gel?
Well, so when I went to school, I can do acrylic in my sleep. I can give you like a French line built acrylic, sleek, beautiful, deep smile line, all of that in my sleep. That's what was big when I learned nails. So we did that like crazy. And then when gel polish came on the scene, I kind of waited actually. I'm a hard sell when it comes to products. So I always sit back and watch for a minute. And I watched and I was like, I can do this. This will increase my income. This will be good as soon as it can cure in 30 seconds. I wasn't willing to do the 2 minute cure for every color layer. And
Gotcha, yeah.
the second it came out as 30 seconds and it had been being developed more and more, I was on board and that was huge. So I actually do acrylic, hard gel, Acrygel, gel polish, nail art. I do all of it.
Awesome. That's great that you offer all of them. So, what was
Yeah.
the hardest part for you when you first started doing nails?
I think most people can relate being patient to build a clientele. And
Right. Yep.
those days that are frustrating, you're going to upset a client at some point. You're going to do a sloppy job and you're going to hear about it at some point. You're going to get a bad Google review. You're going to get something is going to happen. And I think the hardest part is pushing through those things and learning from those things and being patient as you build a solid clientele. Social media has really helped. Some people build quickly, but it also has brought in a trickier clientele sometimes who doesn't know what to expect with nails and has a different expectation. And so I think it's a bigger beast to tackle building a clientele these days, but it can be really good.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so I am actually only 15 years old. So I started my nail account when I was 13. So that was kind of my big goal as far as starting my nail account was to hopefully in the future that could build my clientele easier and then just putting myself out there into the nail world too.
Good for you. Only
Yeah.
15. You guys, she's like, you're super persistent. I'm like super impressed. I love it.
Yes. Have you ever thought about having your own merch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Who knows? It's a whole other business. So after with the whole COVID thing, I was running like five businesses with our salons and our apprenticeships and traveling to teach and online ed. And it was just a lot. So it was a good
Right.
gut check for me. And I cut it down to three of them that I'm really focused on. So I'm no longer doing like clients on the daily in the salon and my apprentices. I'm finishing up the two I have right now. So apprentices, I'm licensed by the state of Utah and I actually do their full schooling. They do it with me and I can have two at
That's
a time.
awesome. I love
It's
that.
really cool and they get really good education, but COVID's made it tricky, right? And shutting down and reopening. So I'm finishing up my two right now and I'm putting that on pause as well so I can really focus on my online classes that are available to everyone. I can focus on my traveling to teach. That's just something I'm loving right now. So I'm putting focus on there and then running my two salons with my husband.
That is so cool. I wish we had something like that where it's like the two-on-one teaching. I'm having to get my nail license through a career center, which is just, I'm only going to be able to get just my cosmetology license, not my nail license. So I wish we had something like that in South Carolina.
I wish you did too. It's really cool and it's really like direct education. But the beauty of things is now we have so much access with the internet. Like
That's
the
right, yeah.
crazy, amazing nuggets of knowledge I give my students, I'm putting into my online classes that are linked to my Instagram bio. My website will be up soon with it. And it doesn't ever compare to an in-person class. I'm well aware of that. I have people who take multiple of my in-person classes because you learn something. I personally, like, I took a class today all day long online, and I have one on Thursday. I took one during quarantine. The second you think you've learned everything, you have stopped. Like in this industry, too much. There's too much now, too much good product, too much good technique to
Yes,
think you've
that's.
arrived. So now you have online education, you have in-person education. So regardless of how you get your license or how your schooling is, there's almost no excuse for not like getting it better and better and growing.
Yes, that's right. That is exactly like the reason I love this industry is because no matter how old you are doing the nails, there's always something you can learn by doing it.
So much. And I think a few things have changed our nail industry and given us more. A few specific product lines and things have really changed things. And gel polish was one of them. But it got better as we've gone. Like, I'm a big believer in structured gel manis, as you were bringing up gel polish. I
Right.
don't believe in soaking them off every time. Like, I have a class explaining all that, showing all the tricks. showing all the methods. And it's really cool to see nail techs like take those things, make them theirs. You know what I mean? Because everybody interprets it a little different and create a career where they can either just enjoy what they're doing or make really great money with it, support their families, travel the world. I mean, there's different goals. Be home with your kids, be home with your cat. I don't care. Whatever your world looks like, you can adapt it to nails. But bottom line is, you have to produce a good quality product. So, and that sometimes takes time. And that's that big challenge when you're first starting, is it takes repetition, it takes making mistakes, it takes persisting through the mistakes. And the nail community online is helpful to help you get through that at times. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So, speaking of COVID-19, what are some changes that y'all have had to made in your salon as far as that?
Oh, it hasn't actually been too bad. So where we live in our county, our specific county didn't require us to shut down. However,
Oh, that's awesome.
we chose to shut down March 17th on our own, and we shut down for almost 2 months on our own because we had too much of the public coming in completely unaware. They were coming from the airport, they were coming from cruise ships. We had some that were treating COVID patients. And they were still coming in. They weren't being careful. So we
That's
had to
crazy.
close due to that. And it has been very, very painful financially. But something my husband and I have always worked hard on doing is being a little bit prepared for something like that. So, I mean, I don't want to say we're lucky. I'm going to say we work damn hard to have money to be able to support the salons even when they're closed. So we're in a good position that way. We're reopened. Not everybody's back to work yet, and not every client is back to coming and getting their nails done yet. I was planning on the closed down time. I don't think I was planning on the rebuild time. Right when we opened, we had a huge rush for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And then we kind of had this little lull. And there's people like coming, but not like, or like canceling now, but wants to come in June. I think we're all going to experience this growth. I've had some messages from other techs who went from, 70 and 80 clients to 20
Goodness, that's crazy.
because people are scared. And you know what's, I appreciate and respect them being scared. We shut down to protect everybody and make sure we're doing everything right. We haven't had to change a ton though. I am crazy about our disinfection processes. And so, to be perfectly honest, the biggest changes we've had is we took our waiting room out and everybody has to wear a mask. Other than that, like it's easy to have them wash their hands. And we didn't have to relearn the disinfection process because majority of the girls at my salon, I have either apprenticed or they've taken my classes. Or they just fit right in with that same mindset of clean, healthy nails. And so we haven't had to change any of that. And really, in the whole beauty industry, we shouldn't have had to. If you've had to do a ton of revamping when it comes to cleansing and disinfecting, you weren't doing it right to start. And so this was a great opportunity to make it right.
That is so
So
true.
we haven't done like the big barriers between, we haven't had to, but we live in an area where our numbers are not insane, and we're grateful for that. It would be very different if we lived in an area that the numbers were really still pretty high. We would have done a few more things, like the barriers between tech and client. I think that's great. A few more things like that, but we're mostly filling like financially that rebuild phase, and we will rebuild and everybody will come back eventually. But I don't know if a lot of techs anticipated that. I think we all thought we'll come back and they'll all come back, and there's a huge percentage that isn't yet. They will eventually. But it's a lot better than no money coming in
That's
for
true.
sure.
That is so true.
And every week we're seeing it increase and increase and increase. So I'm hoping everybody can recover. But I think business owners to business owners, like I think we feel each other. It's insane because the bills didn't stop, the utilities didn't stop, all of that didn't stop. So I think it's going to take 6 months to a year
Right.
to feel like we're even close to where we were when we literally just one day stopped. So that hurts, but we're all in it together. I think we're all experiencing the same thing.
Yes, that is awesome. And I completely agree with the disinfecting everything. I always disinfect everything before each client. I just think that's something that's so very important to do, even after all of this COVID-19.
Yeah, like it's just, there's just, it's not an option in our
It's
salon.
not. I agree. Well, I think that was all that I had. Ashley, thank you so much for joining me for this. This was fun.
This was so fun. I wish you all the luck. I know starting a career after COVID is a little bit scary, but listen, you're going to start with, like you said, all the proper disinfection processes. There's a
Right.
ton of education coming available because we're all trying to level up. You're going to do
Yes.
amazing. So please keep at it. I am proud of you. You're 15
Oh,
and you're
well,
going
thank you.
for it. So
Thank
I'm
you
excited
so
to
much.
watch where you go, babe.
Thank you. That was awesome. All right. Thank you so much for joining.
Of course, have a lovely night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.